Welcome to the Golden Apple, your monthly guide to all things Minecraft. This is your host, Spencer Chappell, aka M. And these are our guest speakers.
Hello.
Jonathan.
Hi. Yes.
And this is David.
This month's topic is food. There are a great variety of foods in Minecraft. Okay, maybe not that many. As of version 1.9, there are only 38 foods, and 5 of those are potentially harmful. Eating raw chicken or rotten zombie flesh will induce hunger for 30 seconds. The poisonous potato and the spider eye are severely poisonous and should be generally avoided. And of course, do not ever attempt to nibble on a pufferfish. Really, you'll regret it. The pufferfish causes hunger 3 for 15 seconds, nausea 2 for 15 seconds, and poison 4 for 60 seconds. Just between you and me, why would anyone eat these things anyway? I'm going to try some pufferfish. Maybe it'll be fun. I definitely won't become severely ill. Yeah, don't try that at home. Coming back to other foods, not all of them are harmful. In fact, 2 of them are quite healthy, albeit being mainly comprised of extremely expensive and dense material. Golden apples. Yep. Good thing gold is chemically inert, otherwise these apples wouldn't sit very well. There are 2 kinds of golden apples. The first is just that, the golden apple. One of these suckers would weigh a whopping 21.62 tons. It's a good thing that Steve can carry up the 44,467 tons. The other golden apple,
the notch apple,
otherwise known as the enchanted golden apple, weighs, get this, 172.96 tons.
That sits like a rock.
Yeah. Yes, it does. If you were to purchase the amount of gold that comprises this tiny behemoth, it would cost approximately 714,372,173 US dollars.
I say that 5 times fast.
Expensive eats. But this is Minecraft, and the whole world is yours. Besides all the mind-boggling statistics of these golden apples, they really are very healthy to eat. The basic golden apple provides regeneration 2 for 5 seconds and absorption, a status effect that gives you a temporary health boost for 2 minutes. The notch apple provides regeneration 3 for 20 seconds, absorption 4 for 2 minutes, resistance for 5 minutes, and fire resistance for 5 minutes. That is a good reason for the in-game achievement called Overpowered when you craft one of these golden beauties. Speaking of crafting, the recipe for these are quite simple. Find yourself an apple and place it in the middle of your 3x3 crafting grid. Take 8 golden ingots or 8 gold blocks, depending on which apple you want, and surround your apple to create your very own golden apple. Just make note that you can't actually craft notch apples in version 1.9 on the PC anymore, but don't worry. If you don't fancy crafting dozens of plain golden apples to make up for your lack of notch apples, and you're of the adventurous sort, go on a treasure hunt for them. Golden apples can be found in a desert temple, dungeons, abandoned mineshafts, strongholds, and igloo chests. The golden apples, along with the golden carrot, are the best foods to eat. They have the highest Minecraft-approved nutritional value. In Minecraft, that means that when eating these foods, you won't need to eat as often, as they have a higher saturation value. Yes, Jonathan?
Of course, since they are so expensive, it's not like you'd want to eat these foods all the time. They're basically the adrenaline shot of foods. They're great for if you're going to be going into intense combat situations such as clearing a dungeon, fighting a boss, or fighting enemy players. Other than that, you'll want to use other foods, like what we're going to talk about now.
Yes. Unless, of course, you have a gold farm.
Mm-hmm.
That would make a big difference. But, Em, what other kinds of food are there? I'm going to split the remaining food items that we haven't already covered into 2 categories. Plant food and animal foods. Of the plants, there are those that can be eaten immediately without crafting or smelting. Apples, beetroot, carrots, coarse fruit, melons, and potatoes. Those that require crafting or smelting are the baked potato, beetroot soup, bread, cake, cookies, mushroom stew, and pumpkin pie. Apples can only be found in loot chests or from breaking or despawning oak leaves. They're not really that hard to get, especially when you're chopping for wood. Beetroot is one of the newest crops in Minecraft 1.9. They are probably one of the least useful foods, though. they scarcely sate your hunger. Carrots and potatoes are the staple food crops along with wheat. They are both very efficient ways to grow food and eat, and they don't require seeds of any kind to replant. Both foods can be eaten raw, but carrots are much more nourishing. Feeling 1.5 haunches of hunger in the hunger bar versus the potatoes 1 haunch.
Referencing the fact that the bar looks like a bunch of little ham shanks.
Yes, if you don't play Minecraft. Chorus fruit is another new 1.9 fruit, and a very different one at that. Unlike most other foods, chorus fruit can be eaten when the hunger bar is full. This is due to its strange origin and properties. This fruit can only be obtained in the end dimension. When eaten, chorus fruit fills 2 haunches of hunger and also causes you to teleport randomly along any of the axes within an 8-block radius. This is an especially exciting thing to eat, as you never really know where you might end up.
Just a quick note, if you are of the thieves sort of person and you want to try and sneak into a base of something that is someone else's, a bit of trial and error and you can get in without breaking anything.
Or if you're going caving, you might be able to get past a wall and into another section of the cave.
Or into a hole filled with lava, so sparingly.
It can be very useful and very dangerous. The melon comes in large quantities, but isn't very nourishing. The melon fills only 1 haunch. These are more useful as potion ingredient than as a food item, but they are great for emergency situations or when you first start off. I would suggest that you build an automatic melon farm to get the most out of these bulbous fruits. Those are the foods which come without crafting or smelting. Typically, those foods that involve no crafting or smelting aren't as nourishing as those that are. The baked potato, for instance. The baked potato is made by smelting a plain potato in a furnace. It now fills 2.5 haunches, as well as appearing much more appetizing than the raw potato. Beetroot soup is made by filling the first 2 rows of your crafting grid with beetroot and a wooden bowl in the middle of the 3rd row. All the soup really does is compact the nourishment of 6 beetroots into 1 bowl. And bowl food items don't stack. I'm sure it tastes just fine, though. Bread is a staple food of Minecraft, made by crafting 3 wheat in a single row. Bread fills 5 hunger points.
Or 2.5 haunches.
Cake is actually the most filling of all the foods. Eating a whole cake will fill 14 hunger points. Cakes can only be eaten when placed on the ground and by right-clicking. They are the only food to require this. Cakes can be crafted by placing 3 buckets of milk in the first row of your crafting grid, an egg in the middle with sugar on either side, and 3 pieces of white wheat lining the bottom.
Cakes come in 7 pieces, 2 hunger points per time you eat it. This means that since they only fill 2 each time, they're great for topping up your hunger while you're just passing through your base. You can't carry them with you unless you want to place them down each time you want to eat them. So other than placing them in high traffic areas, there's not really that much of an advantage.
The next food, cookies. They're delicious. Really, they are. That's all they're good for.
Just like real ones.
Yep. They're really an occasional food, and are great for parties. Crafted by sandwiching cocoa beans between 2 pieces of wheat, they fill 1 haunch of hunger.
Or 2 hunger points.
Yes. Mushroom stew is another non-stackable food. It's made by crafting a bowl with 1 of each kind of mushroom, brown and red. Mushroom stew fills up 3 haunches, or 6 hunger points. And my last and personal favorite, pumpkin pie. Added in version 1.4, the pumpkin pie is a classy food option, filling up 8 hunger points. These delicacies can be crafted by placing a pumpkin in the middle row, on the middle row to the left, sugar next to that, and an egg just under the sugar. They're also stackable and provide a use for pumpkins and other jack-o'-lanterns.
Pumpkin pie.
Yum. Now that we've covered rabbit food, we'll move on to real food. Meat.
Man food.
Yeah! The meats include chicken, mutton, fish, clownfish, salmon, pork chop, rabbit, beef/steak. These foods aren't very effective until they are cooked in a furnace. They are some of the most filling and nourishing foods. They typically fill up around 6 to 8 hunger points. Plus, everyone knows it's fun to build industrial animal farms.
Animals also provide useful byproducts. Cows give leather for armor, books, item frames, and other such things. Chickens give feathers, great for arrows, for example. And sheep, unless you want to just shear them, give wool, besides their meat. Pigs don't have any byproducts, so they aren't as frequently farmed due to this.
Rotten flesh from zombies is not a good food, as one would assume.
Early on, it's better than nothing, but as soon as your farm starts producing, you'll probably toss it away. Makes for great dog food, though.
Food can be obtained from any large body of water and requires patience. A nice side note is that fishing can also snag you some great enchantments, particularly the new 1.9 mending enchantment. Now, our guest speakers, David and Jonathan, will speak on additional Minecraft food topics that they wish to speak about. Jonathan?
As we've been referencing during this time, meat is best for when you're first starting out and later on if you so choose. It's high caloric amount. It fills more hunger points. Means that it's great early on because you need that since you don't have a farm. Once you do have a farm, you can repopulate the animals so that you can continue to have it. But really, it's just a matter of preference at that point.
And you can't actually drink much in Minecraft, but there are potions and milk. You can't actually drink any of the water that you swim in or anything. But potions will give you temporary effects like super speed or super strength, which can help you get an advantage against any opponents you go up against. Or if you're just trying to travel really fast or something like that, there's just sort of like many superpowers. And milk, drinking milk, will cancel out any effects that you get from those potions.
While it may sound bad that you would be canceling your speed effect, if you are dealing with a witch, which can throw negative splash potions, being able to stop yourself from being poisoned is a great thing if you're also dealing with other threats.
Poison can leave you with just one half a heart left, so pretty much anything can kill
you. Can die from tripping off the top of a short cliff.
Exactly.
That would be very fun.
You can die from jumping too hard.
Mm-hmm. And you can now die from flying into a wall too hard.
Another useful way of using the leather from cows is to repair the elytra, a little wingsuit item that
chicken
you can get.
Chicken wings, hot dogs and balloons. Okay.
And in case anyone was wondering, my favorite food is a glistening melon, which can actually eat.
You can't eat that, technically.
Isn't it made from blaze powder?
Apparently gold nuggets and melons.
Oh, okay, because I would imagine somehow spicy melon.
But you can't eat it.
It would make sense if you could eat it, because it's a melon. And it's
just
gold,
with gold.
And you can
like
eat golden carrots.
Carrots
and apples, but you can't eat a glistening melon? Why?
Strange.
Yeah, it sounds so delicious, too.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to add?
That's about it.
Okay.
Meat does require more steps. Besides having to farm plants to feed them, you also have to breed them so that you don't run out of them. And on top of that, you have to kill the animal and you have to cook the food. Of course, you do get the byproducts, and meat is the most filling of foods, but really, it's not something that you just toss together. It's something you actually have to prepare.
Yes. One thing I just remembered that I'd like to add is that with Minecraft foods having a saturation value, the higher nutritional foods like golden carrots and apples and meats should be eaten when your hunger bar is more full as to get the a higher saturation value of those foods.
Other foods are appetizers to get it up to where it's within about only four empty.
Yes.
And then you need a piece of meat to fill that last four.
You can only have as much saturation as you have your current hunger bar. How much of that is full? So if you ate a high saturation food, the extra saturation would be wasted and you wouldn't stay as full long. Anything else you'd like to add? Cool. Well, thank you for listening, and this is the Golden Apple. Good day.